Happy St. Patrick's Day. Pete McMurray along with Jane Monzuris in for Ro and Anna. The 9th annual Bacon Fest Chicago is happening on March 31st to April 1st. In studio with us, I can't believe it's the 9th annual, the founder of Bacon Fest, Seth Zurer. It's great to see you again.
Lovely to see you, Pete. Hi, Jane.
The room just smells 300 times better than it did 4 minutes ago.
Jane, I got to tell you, I met Seth years ago when you just started this thing, and he's like, I don't know if it's going to take off. And then we had you a year later, and you're like, oh my God, I got to quit my job because it's so big.
That's right. Bacon Fest, it turns out people in Chicago like bacon. And they want to go to a festival where 150 restaurants do creative bacon dishes.
Yep.
And they want to try wild and crazy bacon creations and drink delicious beer and cocktails.
Is it all bacon or is it any kind of pork? But it has to be bacon.
Well, I mean, bacon is the kind of the mother sauce of Bacon Fest. So, like, everything starts from bacon, but then people add all sorts of wild stuff. So we've got, I think, people doing some duck liver pate with bacon.
It's crazy.
Somebody made a bacon-cured trout one year. There's a lot of – once you have bacon, you can really add anything because bacon is a remarkable foundation for culinary creativity.
When you first started, how many restaurants did you have 9 years ago?
Ten restaurants.
Now you have 150.
150 restaurants, 8 tons of bacon. 4 tons. Oh, God, that would be too much.
Jane,
4 tons of
people
bacon.
People can't see this, but Jane is just staring at you with her mouth open like, what?
Four tons of bacon, 8,000 pounds, which I calculated last year. If we sliced it up and laid each slice end to end, it would be 25 and a half miles of bacon. A bacon marathon.
It's nuts. Here in Orland Park. So, but do you have the bacon delivered in and everyone just takes a couple pounds of bacon to make their delicious food? Or does everyone bring their own bacon?
No. We have a bacon sponsor, Newski's, and they ship bacon to the restaurants 50 pounds at a time. So each of the restaurants gets an advance shipment of Newski's bacon if they want it, or they can use their own bacon.
Where does Newski's come from?
Wittenberg, beautiful Wittenberg, Wisconsin, just west of Greenville.
How do you find
that's
them?
That's a good place to get your bacon. I get some bacon in Wisconsin right over the border.
Yeah.
It's just the best place. People drive in, they buy the bacon, you bring it home, freeze it, use it later.
They're very serious about their bacon.
How do you
up there.
Find them? Hey, we're having Bacon Fest.
Well, they're one of the most prestigious bacons in the Midwest, I would say.
Like, who knew?
Newski's, Benton's.
Okay.
And there's a couple other brands like that that are like really great craft bacon that have national distribution. And so we kind of saw them as fellow spirits on the Great Bacon Highway, that they shared our values. They have really incredible quality.
I love this.
And they give our restaurants.
Did you start it just because you love bacon?
Yes. We started Bacon Fest because we saw that there was a need for a Bacon Fest for us to go to so we could try all the bacon.
They love bacon. They love meat. And he's like, why don't we have a party?
The story is that my two partners went to see a rock and roll puppet musical about craft beer, and went home and got drunk. I'm like, wow, those guys love beer so much that they made a musical. We love something like that we want to write a musical about. It's bacon. And then they got bored of writing songs about bacon after about 12 minutes. And why don't we just have a big party instead and have it be all bacon?
When it came to the point where this was so big that you quit your real job, what did you say to yourself? Oh, my God, this really has to work or I'm done.
I mean, it's been fun the whole time. It never really felt like that kind of, it's got to do great.
Well, when you quit a real job to do something like Bacon Fest, I mean, there's that voice in your head that says, okay, am I really doing the right thing? Is this going to work? Is it going to support me?
I did hear my mother's voice saying, Bacon Fest. I don't know, honey. But, you know, my wife is very supportive. She brings the health insurance so that I can focus on the bacon.
I love that. And who did you bring in today?
We have Pat and Chris from Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger. So these are the two preeminent bacon bars in Chicago, owned by the same dudes, Pat and Chris. They've been a part of Bacon Fest for 8 years. This is their eighth Bacon Fest, so 8 out of 9. And they are famous for doing bacon and beer flights. And they can tell you all about Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger.
Where are you guys located?
Patty Long's at 1028 West Diversity in the Lakeview neighborhood, and Kaiser Tiger is at Randolph in Ogden, 1415 West Randolph in the West Loop.
Just east of Racine. It's white. I've been there many times. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It's we have a nice beer garden there, and currently doing curling out in the beer garden.
I
winter.
Love curling.
I haven't seen that.
I've curled.
Curling.
I have to go there.
Curling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
got a little ice
a
rink.
Fun sport.
Okay.
So when Seth asked you to be in Bacon Fest 7 years ago, does he come in and go, hey, you guys serve bacon, and I happen to like your bacon. You want to be a part of Bacon Fest?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how it went down. It might have been an email that said that, but
okay.
And then I believe you guys came out and we did a beer and bacon tasting sponsored by Bacon Fest
that's
at Patty Long's. And we've been pals ever since.
I mean, we go there ourselves. We had our volunteer party at Kaiser Tiger. You know, we brought everybody in. They made up some of the bacon bombs. They have a huge number of wild bacon creations on their menu. So it's a natural place for us to reward our volunteers.
It's at the UIC Pavilion this year, and the UIC Forum. Where did it start?
Well, the first one was in the dining room of the Publican restaurant, which is Paul Kahn's Pork and Oyster Bar.
Yes.
Between Saturday lunch and Saturday dinner service, we moved all the tables over, and we squeezed 10 restaurants in and about 100 people. And it was a good time. People liked it. I liked it. So we said, let's do it again. Why not?
Nice. And tickets are $100.
They're $100. There are a couple more ticket options this year. If you don't drink, we have a non-drinking price.
Okay.
If you have a passel of people you want to bring the whole posse to Bacon Fest, we have group rates. But yeah, you have options from $60 to go to Bacon Fest.
So when you come in, do you go from restaurant to restaurant? And are there seating that you could sit down and eat your bacon dishes? Or do you sort of walk around and eat while standing?
It's a walk around kind of tasting festival. So the restaurants are arrayed out in this huge sort of barn of a room. And each restaurant has their own beautiful bacon dish, and then you just walk around. You say, oh, hey, there's the guys with Patty Long's, I'll try the bacon bomb. Oh, hey, there's the bacon donuts, and oh, hey, there's a beer, and here's a cocktail. And so it's like, it's the happiest place on earth. Everywhere you look, somebody is holding out a tasty morsel
of
bacon.
Here you go. I have a bacon dish I'd like you to try.
Exactly. So should we bring like aluminum pans to put everything in it?
No, you can't do that.
We give the leftovers to charity. We do have a shelter that gets the leftovers.
Do people try to sneak some out? I mean, take home?
I mean, I have seen it happen. People come in with their little a pocket full of Ziploc bags.
Okay, I'm sure.
See, I am.
But, you know, it's a classy event, you know? I mean,
my grandma would have done that.
Yeah, no,
it's... You have the extra Tupperware at home.
I don't want to waste anything.
There's more bacon than any human being could possibly eat, so I don't blame anybody that wants to save a little bit for later.
I'm just worried that you won't get enough.
And today is St. Patrick's Day, so you brought in an Irishman, finally.
An authentic Irishman.
Somebody who's really
Chris, where are you from?
I'm originally from Dublin.
Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in the United States?
I moved here 23 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I had about $900 in my pocket. I lied to my mother. I told her about $2,500. But I was partying for a couple of weeks before I left, so it had diminished somewhat.
Okay.
Know?
Right. Of course.
So, yeah. Worked in the advertising business, and then 10 years ago, just like Seth, I actually opened a bar that was a beer and bacon pub. So I was like, what am I doing? I'm leaving my career to do this. So myself and Pat opened Paddy Long's 10 years ago, and it's been fantastic ever since, you know.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we have Bacon Fest tickets to give away, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Let's do caller number 7. We're going to take a look at traffic, and we're going to talk about the food that you brought in today.
Perfect.
Because it smells like bacon in here, doesn't
so
it?
Good. So
it's
good.
So nice.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Pete and Jane in for Ro and Anna. They're back on Monday. The founder of Bacon Fest in studio with us, Seth. By the way, very proud of you.
Thank you.
I say that?
I feel
great. Chicago story. I love you. You know that.
Thank you. I love you too, Pete.
I'm so, you know, I'm very happy for your success. Also, Chris and Pat in from Patty Long's. What's the charity angle you have here? You give some money to charity?
We do. So we support the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which is the area's largest food bank. And we give them a big chunk of money every year. I think it's $360,000 so far that we've given them. We run a food drive at the event, so we're collecting non-perishable food at the event, and they sell raffle tickets as well. And so it's important to us, and it's important to the chefs that there be an angle to the event that's not just about gluttony. It's about
good for you.
It is about gluttony, don't get me wrong, but
sure.
It's not only about pigging out on bacon. It's also to help hungry people in our area.
So while you're pigging out, you feel good about yourself.
Exactly. It's like a karmic offset is the way I like to think about it.
So I'm the girl listening to you on the radio, and I hear about this Bacon Fest. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. So I go to the website, baconfestchicago.com.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, who's going to be there? And I see a whole entire page of restaurants. So all of these restaurants going to be there?
Yeah. So there's three different sessions. One Friday dinner, one Saturday lunch, and one Saturday dinner. And there's a different cast of characters at each session. So there's about 50 restaurants at each session. So Chris and Pat are going to be, I think, at
lunch, Saturday lunch.
Saturday lunch. But then, like, Paul Feuerbach from Big Jones will be there Saturday lunch. We'll have the folks from V out in Western Springs will be there Friday night. So you can kind of pick and choose who your favorite restaurants are.
Oh, that's great.
Or the ones that you want
to
try
three.
Out. Well, we do have a few people that go to all three.
Because it's all different restaurants every single session.
You don't want to miss out.
FOMO. Dinner, lunch, and dinner for 2 days covered. Just go to all three sessions.
But if you bring your Ziploc bags, you're covered for the whole week.
Do you have a weigh-in before Bacon Fest? We'd like you to weigh yourself.
We did have a blood pressure checker 1 year. It was like you could get it checked on the way in and on the way out and see what the impact of Bacon Fest
and
was.
And a gym membership.
And Pat and Chris, what did you make? What did you bring in?
Well, today we brought in our signature dish, the bomb. It's a 5-pound pork and beef meatloaf.
I mean, look at this thing.
Stuffed with bacon and then wrapped lovingly in a brown sugar bacon.
Oh,
leaf.
It's beautiful.
Low calorie.
Order this at the restaurant, you get the whole 5-pound meatloaf?
You can. Most people order it as a sandwich. It comes on a bun with pepper jack cheese, barbecue sauce, lettuce, tomato, onion.
And you also brought beer.
And I brought some beer, yeah. So I'm a licensed beer judge, believe it or not. And
where do you go to get that license?
Online.
This is,
I got a guy.
You marry people too?
There's a few of them out there now. I'm with the beer judge certification program, the BJCP, and I went and did that about 18 years ago. I've always been really into beer and been a home brewer, and now I get to go to real breweries and design beers and make them with the brewmaster, and then we sell them at our pubs.
Oh, nice. And how much alcohol are we going to have at this event? Bacon Fest.
Every ticket holder gets 7 drink tickets, which are good for beer or cocktails. We're going to have Goose Island's going to be there. Lagunitas is going to be there. Good old style and PBR are going to be there. Labatt, if you want a Labatt Blue.
Sure.
And then we have cocktails. The folks at Breakthrough bring the fixins for a mega bar, where they bring in, I think they're bringing George Dickel and Hendrix Gin and an interesting Corazon Tequila is going to be there. So they'll bring cocktails as well. And then we'll also have soft drinks. But when you go, the ticket includes everything. So you don't have to, once you're inside, it's all yours for the taking.
Do you see how excited he gets?
Oh,
he gets
excited.
Me excited.
It's exciting.
When he's talking about it.
But you do this more than once a year, yes?
We do Bacon Fest once a year.
Oh, this is it.
This is it. If you want to go to Bacon Fest, now is your chance. It's in 2 weeks. Tickets are available right now at the website at baconfestchicago.com. And if you don't go this year, you're going to have to wait until next year. And nobody likes to wait for bacon.
Now, have we expanded out of Chicago?
We have not expanded out of Chicago. However, I did launch a new festival last year in Chicago devoted to dumplings and hip-hop called Rapper's Delight with a W.
What?
I know. No, it's a whole other story. But in October, we got 15 restaurants together,
for
each
real?
To do creative dumplings. Yeah, everything from a pot sticker to one restaurant, State and Lake, made a ravioli, but used cotton, like compressed cotton candy as the ravioli wrapper and put Concord grape gelée or jelly inside. And it was like, it was super interesting. So our expansion plans are mostly to do with other concepts for festivals that we can do in Chicago, because Chicago is restaurant crazy.
It's crazy. We're such a food city.
Great culinary scene here. Lots of Michelin star chefs and restaurants, and people love their food. Everyone's taking pictures of their meals. How many pictures, selfies are happening with the bacon at Bacon Fest?
Many selfies. Yeah. There's a hashtag, so you can check it out afterwards. But yeah, there's a lot of bacon selfies happening. We had some vegan protesters last year. People were doing a lot of bacon selfies with the vegan protesters.
I did.
I didn't judge. I mean, it's fine.
So they have signs and they hang out outside UIC?
We did have some last year. Yeah.
Said, odd.
Pig Lives Matter was my favorite.
Oh, please. Really?
Yeah.
It was seemed like a crowd that was unlikely to convert to veganism.
Well, bacon went away for so many years, and then it came back. Bacon made a huge comeback, and it's still here.
Yeah, bacon is flying strong. It has spread its bacony wings and is soaring into the sky.
So it's Friday, March 31st, and Saturday, April 1st.
That's right.
Curious, though, Pete, can we get dispensation on that Friday to eat bacon?
Oh, I got a guy.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I thought about reaching out to the Archbishop. I thought maybe it would be sacrilegious. I don't know. But you know what? It's bacon. It's only once a year. Got to do it, right?
I think it's okay.
Sure.
They'll do anything. You give a little money to the Catholic Church.
You gave it for Paddy's Day today,
sure,
right?
Why not?
Yeah, you can have your
corned
beef
today.
That's
why I asked. Yeah. If we've got it for St. Patrick's Day, one extra week.
What do we have at Paddy Long's tonight? What's happening for St. Patrick's Day?
Just crazy wildness.
A lot of beer drinking.
Lots of beer drinking.
Accompanied by some delicious slices of bacon.
Okay.
We do beer and bacon tastings, where we do 5 cuts of different bacon. There are many different varieties of bacon. And then we pair those up with 5 different beers. And so, you know, it's not just bacon. We've added an extra element to the equation here. We've put beer into the mix as well. So what's not to like?
Now, Seth, do you frown on turkey bacon?
I sneer at turkey bacon. I scorn it openly. I mock those who eat it. I say if it's not a pig, it's not bacon. I mean, I guess part of me about turkey bacon, I just don't really understand. Like, it's not that tasty, right? It's not that much like bacon,
right?
That it's a real substitute.
It's not really bacon.
It just makes you know I'm eating something that is not bacon and
but
will
they
never
call
be bacon.
It bacon.
Have you heard of Bobby Nelson bacon?
Tell me more.
Oh, this is the bacon surprise right over the border in Wisconsin. It's sort of by the cheese castle. But Bobby Nelson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's got the summer
wrestler.
Sausage, right.
He sells bacon. And so people go there in droves and they buy pounds of it and then they freeze it. And that's the Bobby Nelson's bacon secret, I'm telling you.
Really? Do I need to do that?
You do
going
need to
go. Wisconsin
and you can actually
weekend?
Order it online as well. Yeah, he'll ship it anywhere. But I go there just specifically for bacon. It's
Indiana,
the best I found.
Indiana Kitchen bacon?
Don't know it.
Really?
Recommend it?
Oh, it's very good. Huh. Yes. Yeah.
Are you writing this down?
It's all right in my head. I'm like a steel trap with bacon.
BaconFestChicago.com. Seth, great to see you.
You too, Pete.
And Pat and Chris, thanks for coming in. Patty Longs, what's the website they can go to?
PattyLongs.com and KaiserTiger.com.
All right.
Perfect.
Continued success. Good
Thank
to see you, man.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you very much.
720 WGN.